Phoenix Audio presents
Prentice Alvin by Orson Scott Card from the Tales of Alvin Maker. Let me start my history of Alvin's apprenticeship where things first began to go wrong. It was a long way south, a man that Alvin had never met nor never would meet in all his life. Yet he it was who started things moving down the path that would lead to Alvin doing what the law called murder, on the very day that his apprenticeship ended and he rightly became a man. It was a place in Appalachia in 1811, before Appalachia signed the Fugitive Slave Treaty and joined the United States. It was near the borders where Appalachia and the Crown Colonies meet, so there wasn't a white man but aspired to own a passel of black slaves to do his work for him. Cavell Planter was a godly man, a church-going man, a tithe-payer. All his slaves were baptized and given Christian names as soon as they understood enough English to be taught the gospel. In all ways, Cavell Planter served the Lord as best he could. So how was the poor man rewarded for his righteousness? His wife, Dolores. She was beset with terrible aches and pains, her wrists and fingers twisting like an old woman's. By the time she was 25, she went to sleep most nights crying, so that Cavell could not bear to share the room with her. He tried to help her. Packs of cold water, soaks of hot water, powders and potions, and spending more than he could afford on those charlatan doctors with their degrees from the University of Camelot. All of it accomplished nigh on to nothing. Every night he had to lie there listening to her cry until she whimpered. Whimper under her breath became a steady in and out, whining just a little on the out-breath, a faint little wisp of pain. It was Dolores herself who gave him...